Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 10. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. That was then. This is now. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Do you have old family photos from when you were really, really young, or when your parents were young? You'll probably notice some changes. Clothing you have outgrown, hairstyles you can no longer pull off, or maybe there is a person missing from your life who was in a photo years ago. That was then. This is now. When things change in our lives, we make adjustments. For example, because we are growing, there are clothes we can no longer fit into. So we adjust our size or style. Or we can no longer manage the mop of hair. It's time for a haircut. Or someone we once loved is no longer with us. It affects the look of our family. That was then. This is now. Think about what our lives would be like if we had not come to faith in Jesus. Today's Bible reading tells us that it's like living in total darkness, with our sin separating us from a perfect and holy God. Then we received God's forgiveness. God had mercy on us, and suddenly we were different. Jesus made that possible when he grabbed our sin and covered himself with it. As a result, in God's eyes, it's as if we never had any sin. We are perfect. What a change. Besides this incredible change in our appearance, God brought about even more change in our lives. He called us to believe in Jesus. Maybe this was many years ago at our baptism, or maybe it was recently when someone told us about Jesus. Either way, everything looks different through the eyes of faith. The extra weight of sin we may be carrying, gone whenever we confess our sins to Jesus. The messy situations we get ourselves into, God cleans them up for us as we turn to Him for help. The poor choices we make, God strengthens us to make better choices. What a change! That was then, so this is now. We want to stay as far away from sin as we can. We want to live good lives so that others can see God's love and mercy through us. We want to adjust how we live and make good choices that reflect who we are now as God's people. True, we won't always make the best choices because we're not perfect. There is still sin in and all around us. But God's people have God's forgiveness. As a result, we look different. Let's ask God to help us live in the now as we close with prayer. We pray to live in the now. Merciful God, thank you for making us your people. Help us always to appreciate this gift and live as your special people, now and always. In Jesus' name, amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.